you're very proud of having it being a real self-contained unit, and you didn't have to worry about schedules and all that other business. And
so I think, I mean, schedules or lack thereof can be an advantage. It can also be a detriment too when you have all the time in the world to finish something and you keep putting it off because you know you can. When you go into a studio and you're working with a producer, having that set schedule is definitely beneficial to, just getting your head in the right place to record and be ready and, take advantage of the time that you have in that space.
Yeah, 4 days as compared to 6 months to a year is a big deal in terms of getting it out and done.
Yeah, because the first record took like almost a year, right?
Yeah, it took a while. I think at that point in our lives, we had a while. Now it's easier to block off 4 days and go, all right, this is going to be the record. Mm-hmm. I think there's a benefit to that scheduling wise. But I also think, we'd released two EPs and a full length record on our own. And as we were writing these songs, I think, I felt they were a step in the right direction. And I was interested in sort of honoring them with a more formal studio experience, to see what would happen. I could guess how far we could take them on our own, but I wanted to find out how far we could take them with outside assistance and input.
So do you think in the future there may be a mix of it, or is there something about blocking off 4 days and...
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll probably always vacillate between the two. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now we're already talking about doing some recording of smaller projects, little things, in our own studio again.
Okay.
And seeing how those come out. And so I think we'll probably do a little bit of both in terms of our output, going forward.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, we're already in hour two.
Time flies.
I am going to hit up the opening song on the new record, wherever it is you are now. Care to set up the setup?
This one's my favorite.
Okay.
This one's probably the most straight ahead rock song we've done in a while, so I'm excited.
Okay. Good. Well, as you all know, I like the straight up rock songs. So here is the setup. Susan Constant, 91.5 WMFO.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We can't outrun or throw it away. Oh. Bird.
91.5 WMFO. That was a block programmed by the Susan Constant, you know, which includes their own tune, the setup.
as most blocks programmed by us probably would.
Yes, I would think so. All right, so you guys have a show in 7 days, which is why you're not here on the 12th. Because it would be cool to actually have the EP release here. Just saying. But anyway.
Next time.
For the next one. Yeah. For the next one, circa January 2018.
Yeah, we'll set up the stuff on the rooftop and
there you go.
What is that? Boston Ave or College Street.
But I'll just take another appearance on the Town with Mikey D. Deal? All right.
Done.
So you guys have a show next Saturday night at the Middle East Upstairs. Civic and Salem Wolves are playing. Do you guys have any big surprises? Because it is your EP release. So anything good you have planned that you can divulge?
No, I don't think there's anything we can divulge.
There are some surprises in store.
Okay.
I would say if you are into bands that use consonants as the vowels in their band name, you might be in store for a nice surprise. Yeah,
we'll be doing one of those.
I think you just bewildered.
It will all become clear. Just remember what Jim said.
Use consonants as vowels.
As a replacement for vowels. There'll be more stagecraft than usual. At our shows, I'll reference. So, in 2013, we had a giant papier-mâché boat and a bunch of teddy bears dressed in Susan Constant life jackets that we chucked out in the crowd. There will be feats similar to that.
Feats? Foots? Like we'll have
concision.
Shoes?
Concision.
Sandals? Susan Constant shoes is what you're saying, right? Flip-flops with our logo? I think that's what you're getting at.
That'd be genius. Hand out flip-flops at a show in November.
That would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all wear them.
It's true. On stage?
Why not?
They say our name on them.
In his Jimmy Buffett tribute band.
Actually, is it not cool?
The toes need to breathe, my friend.
Is it not cool to wear your own band flip-flops on stage?
I think there's probably a line.
There must be some kind of unwritten rule about wearing your own merch on stage while you play.
You don't do that. I'm not sure flip-flops is really a good idea on stage either.
That's true.
Yeah, not if you're rocking out.
Yeah. I would be concerned. I'd be concerned for your toes.
Especially Jim.
Fair.
He's anywhere near Jim's me. Toes.
But yeah, so some surprises. We'll have Civic with us. We'll have Salem Wolves with us. Boston Music Award nominated Salem Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're psyched about for them. So it'll be a great night, top to bottom.
Yeah, super good news for them and well-deserved. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you see, you can officially start a campaign for your own BMA nomination, you know, for next year, of course, but...
Sure.
Yes, I'll start the campaign now.
Yeah.
Started.
Yeah, as a write-in.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Do it as a write-in
inspiring.
For the... That's right. There you go. All right. Well, let's get to a block of music for the show.
Perfect.
Which track shall I play off the new EP?
The final track.
Okay. Well, we started the last one with the first one, so
that's right.
This song is called "The Hour Hand." Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Sunday morning and lift my eyes. My concrete bedroom floor, it seems to stretch for miles. Gather up my thoughts before I make a sound. Contemplate my coffee cup, you're not around. Oh, and I
1.5 WMFO. That's going back to Shapes. Was that the first single from Shapes?
It was.
Of course.
That is my first time on the radio. I'm sorry. It's the first time today.
Yeah, it's the first time today that I've been on the radio.
So there was a cool music video for that track. Are you planning on doing a music video for anything off of this EP coming out?
We've talked about it. It will probably end up happening. We don't have any ideas right now. But it's something, I mean, that was a good experience. We worked with Kevin James on that, and we worked on another video, our video for Midwestern U. We worked with him too. Mm-hmm. So those are great experiences. He's a great filmmaker and does great work. So,
well, I know you kind of did a crowdsourcing thing for I've Got Friends, of which I'm still trying to work on how I'm going to get my input on there. But aside from that kind of, how would I put that one? That one's not necessarily a very concept-y kind of thing. Right. Is there any kind of plan for?
Yeah, I think we're waiting. If we do a concept thing, we're waiting for sort of an idea to strike us. I think we're interested in trying to follow through on that crowdsourcing thing. It's still kicking around and trying to make something happen there. I think we are going to be focused on a lot of sort of additional content, whether that's video work or, singles and B-sides.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to be...
just for the record, I'm a huge fan of B-sides.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. I would expect a lot of content from us, both visual and
okay.
audio.
Audio.
soon, and so I bet we'll do a video.
So that you're not anticipating like a year break from like the last record.
No. I think we'll be pretty active.
I bet you guys are just chomping at the bit, and then it's like, too late. Let's make a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how it goes. I mean, we've been, you know, these songs have been written and recorded for such a long time that, you know, we've started writing new songs already. Sure. So it's kind of tough to shift from.
Don't you notice, like, I mean, since you got the first, when you put out the first album, you're like, crap, we got to start on the second one because we can't wait forever to do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I like that process. I mean, my favorite song is always the last one that we wrote. And I get super excited whenever we work on a new thing still. I mean, and to this day, just as excited as I was when we were making the first record. And so it is hard for me to ever sort of take time out from that process to actually spend time sharing with the world, you know, what we're doing, which is certainly important. And so I do want to take time to do that, you know, over the next 6 months, but at the same time, try to continue producing content and getting new stuff out as well.
You were saying new content, what kind of content? I mean, like, aside from the singles and B-sides and stuff, what other plans do you have other than the standard thing? You know,
mainly Instagram.
That question
photos,
came out completely wrong.
Yeah, no, I get what you said. No, I'm being a little vague because I don't want to sort of.
Okay, so you don't spill any like kind of concrete ideas.
Well, I know we did.
On that. You just want to do something more.
Yeah, I would like, you know, we have some ideas of a couple songs we'd like to cover and release.
Okay,
you know, those sorts of things. So.
Fun things that don't go necessarily with your typical album cycle.
Exactly.
So
we did like a Facebook Live that was really popular online, and
there you go.
We could do a few more of those. Maybe you know, play a new song on there and get people interested. You know, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. That's what I mean by content. I mean, sort of entertaining content, whether it comes in the form of, you know, live performances, streaming, right, or videos, or cover songs that we record in our studio and toss a B-side of some original stuff that we're working on,
okay,
or a collection of demos, and, you know, that sort of stuff that wouldn't be sort of formal releases that we'd, you know, spend a lot of time sort of working on and coming and talking to you about and that sort of stuff. But things to keep people interested and to keep ourselves interested and just to continue producing stuff.
Excellent. Is there going to be anything resembling touring? I mean, because I know you did that for the first album and for Shapes. It didn't happen for Keepers, did it?
No, that was sort of life.
Life getting in the way and all that.
Life stuff.
So, I mean, we've talked about touring, doing something next summer. Going out for a week or two.
Well, I mean, that's perfectly viable for most bands. I mean, your tours have been like about a week, week and a half.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Up and down the East Coast. And
yeah.
How are those? Because when I last had you in here, I don't think you did any touring yet.
What?
Do you have any cool road stories real quick?
DC has always been big for us for whatever reason. We have good friends down there, and I remember we were playing DC maybe on the first tour, and we're maybe three songs into a set, and we're in this older kind of club on the second floor of a building. But it's packed, like, great turnout. We're having a great time. And this girl comes up to the front of the stage in between songs and just yells at me, "Hey, do you know Christian?" my friend Christian. And I didn't know her, and she'd had a lot to drink. And I looked at her, I said, I do. She goes, he's gonna be here. And he didn't live in D.C., so he was coming to surprise us for the show, and that was the end of the surprise. I was like, really? That's we should talk about this some other time. I'm in the middle of playing a rock concert. And then, so she sort of realized what was going on, and then in a quieter voice said, do you want a beer? But everything she'd set up to that point, everyone else could hear, until she said, do you want a beer? So then I answer into the microphone, sure, I'd love a beer. And everyone there thought I was asking them for a beer. 8 beers are delivered up to the stage.
Okay.
The power of the microphone was really proven that
day. No complaints from the rest of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone won in that.
It was fantastic. But usually when I say something wrong or miscommunicated, it ends in embarrassing failure. That ended in half a case of beer, which was fantastic.
There you go.
There's a pretty hilarious tour video that our drummer put together. If you can sit through like 20 minutes of us in a van cracking jokes and some footage of us playing,
okay.
That's a good. I mean,
that actually is pretty good. We'll repost that to our.
I forgot about the tour video.
Yeah, we'll repost it to our social media accounts.
That's
actually a pretty good document.
Well, there's a segue. Plug your social media accounts because we haven't done that up to now.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're everywhere that there is to be on the internet these days.
TheSusanConstant.com.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Facebook, Twitter, SusanConstantMA on Twitter.
Instagram.
Search for The Susan Constant, you'll find us.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, so.
And the boat, too.
The boat, and it's funny because Civic, obviously, is a car, and The Susan Constant is a boat, so we've been hashtagging... the band, not the car, the band, not the boat,
right.
As a way to promote their show.
Sure.
Do you get any traffic from those hashtags? Or
We get lots of posts, you know, because you can tag people on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
We get the occasional person tagging their trip to the historic Virginia replica ship.
The Susan Constant.
The Susan Constant.
Okay.
We'll get traffic from that. Which is, you know,
nothing wrong with
that. There are worse things in the world to be linked to.
Yeah, we've yet to get a cease and desist letter from the Virginia Historical Society or whatever. So, you know, so far we've lived a charmed life.
Well, when this record, you know, hits, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. We're going to have to buy that boat. We're going to have to buy mountains of settlement. We're going to own a replica.
Yeah.
No more paper mache for us.
It's funny, you know, like when bands make it and they get boat money, you know, they buy yachts or catamarans or these giant boats. We're going to buy a historic, you know, 1500s wooden ship.
Yeah, bad news, kids. This year the field trip costs $2 a head. Nobody's getting on this boat for free.
That's awesome. All right, let's get the final block because you guys have programmed this final block here. And which one of your songs shall I tip it off with?
Let's see.
Because there's only two left on the EP. I'm willing to dig in the archive, too.
We can... why don't you spin Leave Me Behind from the new record?
Okay. All right, we've got Leave Me Behind. Susan Constant, 91.5 WMFU.
Older.
91.5 WMFO. That was The Fatal Flaw and Narrow Hours recorded right there in Studio Day, where nice. You guys have played at least once, right? Or has it been twice?
Once.
Okay.
We had a very good time.
Well, that's good. That's good. And speaking of playing, they are at the Middle East Upstairs this coming Saturday. This coming Saturday, not this Saturday. No, November 12th.
It was this Saturday. I gotta go.
Yeah.
We're late. I'll catch up to you guys. It'll be fine.
The Civic is playing, and so are Salem Wolves. Doors are at 7, so this is going to be an early show. You'll be in home in time for the news.
You'll be
or SNL.
Yeah, with Dave Chappelle next week, his first time on TV in like 15 years or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, to clarify, we won't be with Dave Chappelle.
Well, we won't.
We don't know for sure if he'll be there.
You're not sure?
We can't confirm that Dave Chappelle will be at the show.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And I think I'm going to close out the night with the very first song that I've played from the Susan Constant on the Dweezil Show all the way back in 2011.
Wow.
It's been that long since you've been here.
Wow.
I'm going to play Plowshare of the Earth.
Nice.
Yes. I think it was the first song I played from you guys on the radio here.
Right.
We still like it.
It's a perfect closer for this evening.
There we go. Yes, don't forget, next Saturday, doors are at 7. Susan Constant, Civic, and Salem Wolves. How many? TheSusanConstant.com. Links to your Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff are on the website, too.
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to plow into Plowshare v. Earth.
Thank you.
See you next week. Mirrored glass and eyes of blue and black. Remind it's mine and nothing lasts. Reflect the fires in your room at night. The hope, the fear of flight. Up.